Спасибо.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you very much to the distinguished representative of the United Kingdom for that detailed answer. Chairman, I would like to ask a clarifying question, if I may, regarding the extremely important idea for ensuring the effective work of a potential body or format to review science and technology. We remain worried by this issue of ensuring inclusiveness and broad geographic representation within the work of this body. Without that, Chairman, it would be very difficult to ensure that this body would make authoritative recommendations. And also, it would create a situation in which these, a difficult situation for the consideration of these recommendations by states' parties. And so the question is really about the resources that are needed in order to ensure experts' participation, the participation of experts from developing countries, as well as the problems of finding these resources, securing such resources. They may be different for developed and developing countries. And so our question is, on the basis of past experience, the intersessional program, we can say that around 100 state participants participate in our meetings. If we suppose that each state will send at least one specialist or expert to participate in the work of this science and technology review body or format, this already gives us a body of 100 people, perhaps more. So this raises the question of how funding will be ensured for the work of this body, how funding will be provided. And once again, with a view to ensuring this key criteria of inclusiveness and broad geographic